coming up on episode number 273. Well, it's time for a Lyrics Undercover crossover. Remember those crossovers back in comic books when Spider-Man would team up with the X-Men, or on TV shows when George Jefferson would show up back in the bunker house on All in the Family? Well, that's what we're doing tonight on a special Lyrics Undercover edition of Coverville. Coming up right now, well, I just said it, on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's December 14th, 2006. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Now, one of the other shows that I produce, and you'll see all these on the Coverville main page, will have links, or does have links, where you can go to all these other shows. One of the other shows I produce is something called Lyrics Undercover. And each show is less than 10 minutes long, and I take one song and I kind of break it down lyrically. Talk a little bit about the history of the band that performs it, and then go through the song piece by piece to talk about the influences or little bits of trivia. I like to think of it as kind of like a combination biography and pop-up video for the song, so pop-up audio. But one of the things that comes up with this is that I talk about these other songs related to the song I'm playing, either early versions or covers or things like that. And because of the format of Lyrics Undercover, which is a very scripted, short format show, I don't get to play those other songs. So tonight I thought it'd be kind of fun to play a few of those songs that I couldn't play on Lyrics Undercover. Give you a little bit of background, and also, you know, kind of plug the show a little bit. If you haven't had a chance to check out Lyrics Undercover, it is usually under 10 minutes, and it's an exploration of a song. And it's one a week, really short, so something worth checking out. I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can go. It's in iTunes, so you can subscribe from there, and of course I'll also have a link to the podcast page where you can subscribe with other methods or listen to shows individually. So the first song we're going to start with was from, what case number was this? Man, that's one thing I don't know is the case numbers. But was a case about Copacabana by Barry Manilow. Now, I'm not going to play another version of Copacabana, but what I am going to play is an early version of a song that Barry Manilow made famous and actually became his first single. Now, he wasn't doing well initially when he first signed up with Arista Records. So Clive Davis asked him to cover a song called Brandy, which was a hit for a UK performer named Scott English, actually the same guy who wrote the song. 2 years earlier, though, the band Looking Glass had a hit with a song called Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. Oh, love that song. So Manilow changed the name of Brandy to Mandy, and released his version of it, which became a number one single in 1975. Here now is the original version of Mandy, entitled Brandy, performed here by Scott English.
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice. Shadows of a man, a face through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Oh, right. in a world of uphill climbing with tears are in my mind. Bus. No one even noticed us. Yesterday's a dream. I faced the morning, crying on the breeze. The pain is calling. Oh,
Scott English with the original version of Mandy, entitled Brandy, name changed to differentiate it from the Looking Glass version, or the Looking Glass song, which was not a cover, not any way related to this. I'm going to do the show a little bit differently in format. I decided I'm actually going to talk before each track so I can give you a little bit of the background on why I'm playing it. This next one, and it's kind of continuing with this whole Originalville bit, is the original version of the song Brother Louie, which was released by Stories in 1973. This was the original version by the band Hot Chocolate. Now, Hot Chocolate, of course, had the hit single You Sexy Thing that they released in 1975. But a couple of years before that, back in 1973... really close to the time that that Stories released their version, they released this version, which was the original version of the one that the Stories covered. And something that's interesting in this version that you don't hear in the cover by Stories are the bits of dialogue that help illustrate the story. Basically, it's a story of interracial love between an African-American woman and a Caucasian man. And the parents of the white boyfriend are racist, and of course this is how they react to all this. I think in this case both sets of parents are racist, but we'll jump into the track and talk about it afterwards. Here's Hot Chocolate with the original version of Brother Louie.
She was black. what's all this about?
I love a man.
Oh, yeah? Man, let me tell you. I don't want no honky in my family. You dig? No honky in my family.
See what I mean?
Chocolate there with the original version of Brother Louie, covered later by Stories. And yeah, you heard those little dialogue interludes there to kind of help tell the story of Louie. All right. Now here's one that Anna and Dave from Australia are going to like. Superstition was, of course, a huge, huge hit for Stevie Wonder. This was right at the time that he was forming his own label and was leaving the control that Motown had had over him. Well, he had written a song, written Superstition, with the intention that Jeff Beck would record it and release it as a single, and then a little while later, Stevie Wonder would release it as a single, basically a cover of the Jeff Beck version. Well, Motown got a hold of the Stevie Wonder track and wanted to exercise that last bit of control that they had over his music and released it themselves before the Jeff Beck. So the Jeff Beck version eventually did become the cover. I'm going to play for you now the Jeff Beck version. This comes from the Beck, Bogert, and Appice release, which I believe came out in 1973. Really cool differences in the version here. We'll talk about it here after the track. Here's Jeff Beck.
We'll be right back.
That's Beck. Jeff Beck with Bogart and Appice there on their self-titled Beck, Bogart and Appice with a cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition, a cover that originally wasn't planned on being a cover. It has a very Lenny Kravitz feel to it, doesn't it? All right, moving on. Now, this one is just a straight-across cover. Really didn't talk about this one when I did the Lyrics Undercover episode about it, but I love this version, and so I had to include it. The band America wrote Horse with No Name. Actually, Dewey Bunnell of America wrote it. And it was inspired by the desert countryside of San Obispo, California. He lived there for a while at Vandenberg Air Force Base. And so it talks a little bit about his homesickness for America. There's a lot of controversy, or there was a lot of controversy, with people thinking that the song had to do with heroin. The horse is a slang term for heroin. But nope, just has to do with the desert, and the desert more specifically outside of San Luis Obispo, California. This cover version has a very, very Celtic kind of feel to it, I feel like. And it's performed here by Larrikin Love. Here's A Horse with No Name.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. The first thing I met was a fly with no buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot, the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one to give you no pain. La 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 la. After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story you told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was the dead. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with your name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. After 9 days, I let the horse run free, 'cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sands and hills and rings. On a horse with no name, it felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
That is Larrikin Love with a version of America's Horse with No Name. That comes from a collection called Take It Easy, 15 Soft Rock Anthems, which I believe came with Q or Uncut, one of those. Can't remember which. Now, the next one isn't even really a cover as much as it's an early demo version, but it's a fun one. Back in 1996. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released an album called Murder Ballads, and each song on the album was focused on murder, and some of them were covers of old songs. Some of them were newly written, and this song I'm going to play you is a newly written one. Now, Where the Wild Roses Grow was a song that Nick Cave had written with Kylie Minogue in mind. He had kind of an obsession with Kylie Minogue, and he composed a few songs with the intent of sending them to her for her to consider performing. But it wasn't until he wrote Where the Wild Roses Grow that he actually did send something to her. And he sent her the song, and she approved, and they did a duet of the song, and it became very, very popular. Well, an early demo of the version, an early demo version of the song features another member of the Bad Seeds, Blixa Bargeld, who came from a German group called Einsters in Neubauten. And it's very different to hear the Kylie Minogue verses of the song sung by this gruff German voice. So I thought I'd play that one for you. Here's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds featuring Blixa Bargeld with Where the Wild Roses Grow.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Dill. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Dill.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When you knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped at the tears that ran down my face.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me a love and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow?
Eliza Dill, why they call me it, I
name was Eliza Day. For my name was Eliza Day. For my name was Eliza Day.
My name was Eliza Day.
That is Where the Wild Roses Grow. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds featuring Blixa Bargeld there doing the Kylie Minogue bits. All right, one time for one more here. This Friday, which is tomorrow, I'm doing a show on Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, the 1984 original. And so I talk about how Bob Geldof got everybody together and about each of the singers that appear on the track. What I didn't know, and this is one of the cool things about Lyrics Undercover, is that I'm learning a lot from doing the show. I had no idea. I knew there was the Band-Aid 20, which came out a couple years ago, 2004, with their cover version of Do They Know It's Christmas. What I didn't know is that in 1989, 5 years after the original version was released, there was a cover that featured Kylie Minogue, Cliff Richard, Jimmy Somerville from Bronski Beat and the Communards, as well as Bananarama, and a few other names that I don't recognize. Oh, Lisa Stansfield is in there, Technotronic, Wet, Wet, Wet. A lot of these bands that you know, you haven't heard much from since 1989. But I thought I'd let you hear this version, because this is something new that I discovered as well. Here's the Band-Aid 2 version of Do They Know It's Christmas.
Christmas time is hard, but when you're having fun.
You know, maybe it's because I'm such a big fan of the original version, and Sting and Bono and Paul Young. I think that's pretty close to unlistenable. Yeah, there you go. Band-Aid 2. You know, and don't get me wrong, I love the charity aspects of it, and I hope they raised a lot of money from it. But, God, they really drained all the life out of that. Okay, well, there goes my Christmas card from Kylie Minogue this year. That was Do They Know It's Christmas, released in 1989 from Band-Aid 2. And that's going to do it for tonight's edition of the Lyrics Undercover Coverville crossover. Ooh, maybe I'll just call it Lyrics Undercoverville. Hey, I like that. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing me or calling me or posting message on the weblog. You'll find instructions on how to do all that at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with the last All Request show of the year. Wow. Because next Thursday we start running the Coverville Countdown. And Tuesday, I think, is going to be the obligatory Christmas show. Last year I did 3 Christmas shows. I'm not going to do that again this year. I had a lot of Scrooges who said, you know, 3 Christmas shows, Brian, for crying out loud. So just 1 Christmas show this year, or should I say holiday show. That's going to be on Tuesday. What do we got? The 20th? 19th. Tuesday the 19th, and then the Coverville Countdown 2006 will start on the 21st. And then, of course, we'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Edition, and Tina will be there for that. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Bandwidth for Coverville provided by Cashfly, and Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.